life.
And in point of fact, that would be South Korea's new president they'll be talking about. Sunshine, high of 87 today in and around Champaign-Urbana. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details on weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Senate President Emil Jones says talk of impeaching Governor Rob Blagojevich should not be used to divert attention away from passing an operating budget and a capital bill. His comments came in response to a memo from House Speaker Michael Madigan, which spells out how legislative candidates can call for impeachment hearings for Blagojevich. The Associated Press obtained a copy of the 14-page memo, which offers detailed talking points on the merits of impeachment. Jones says impeachment isn't warranted, and he thinks it's wrong for the Democratic speaker to promote it. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says the talking points were developed in response to questions from candidates about impeachment. A major state employee union says Illinois is breaking its contract by withholding information. Amanda Vinicky has the details.
The union known as AFSCME formally filed charges this week against the state for unfair labor practices. At issue is information about Governor Rod Blagojevich's proposal to move approximately 100 Department of Transportation jobs from the capital city to downstate Illinois. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says the union asked the state a month ago where the new site will be and a list of employees whose jobs will be relocated. Lindahl says the state refused.
We believe that's a violation of our contract. We believe that they've acted in violation of state labor law, and we've asked the Illinois Labor Relations Board to look into the matter.
A Department of Transportation spokesman says those questions can't be answered because the matters haven't been decided. He says the state is and will continue to abide by the union contract and give location details once one is picked. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Champaign City Council members say they don't like to hire consultants, but the City Council voted in committee last night to do just that for a study of the maintenance needed on city buildings. The city will spend up to $40,000 to hire a local firm, Architectural Spectrum, to come up with long-term plans for keeping city buildings in good condition. It would later be expanded to include a look at building space needs. Councilman Vic McIntosh voted no. He says the study could easily be done by city staff for less money. And he says consultants don't know everything, noting consultants who he says were wrong in planning past library and police buildings that the city quickly outgrew.
I guess I get pretty frustrated sometimes, too, with consultants, because I know we've got staff that probably knows enough. Most of the consultants get their data from our staff.
Champaign Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt says city staff may not have the time to do the maintenance study for a while because they'll soon be working on a major maintenance project, a rehab work on the city building's masonry. He says that's a major reason for hiring a consultant. The maintenance needs study will look at 15 Champaign buildings, including the city building, the police building, and the fire stations. If the Champaign City Council approves a contract next month, Schmidt says this study could be completed by year's end. Many businesses have long records of contributing to and volunteering at public schools. The Champaign District now wants to recognize those firms and encourage new ones to step forward. Unifor's community outreach coordinator says the A-plus business partnership program will match businesses and other organizations with individual schools and their needs. Lauren Smith says the cooperation could involve anything from helping organize student clubs to donating equipment.
We have a literacy program at one of the schools. There is a breakfast club program at another school where they would like volunteers to come in and have breakfast with the kids to get them off to the right start. We have mentoring that they can come help with. If they'd like to tutor in an individual classroom, that opportunity is available. It's kind of on a school-to-school basis depending on what schools need.
Smith says while businesses can offer to help students, Unifor wants to make sure participation doesn't drift into promoting businesses to students. But she says while partnerships help solidify the firm's role in the community, they also take valuable services and funding to the district. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says flooding will force it to shut down locks along a 150-mile stretch of the Mississippi River. Sam Hudzik reports it could mean delays for barge traffic heading to Chicago.
The locks slated for closure lie north of where the Illinois River meets the Mississippi. Some local barge operators say that means they shouldn't be hurt by the closure. But the American Waterways Operators, an industry group, says there will be an impact on the region. The association's Lynn Munch says barges generally carry grain from the upper Midwest downriver to New Orleans, where they're unloaded for export.
Those barges would then be filled with things like coal, steel, concrete, etc., and sent up to Chicago.
But if the barges get stopped on the upper Mississippi, as will happen for the next several weeks, their trip from New Orleans to Chicago will be delayed.
So it really is a system problem, even though it's not going to directly impact the Illinois.
Munch puts the cost to the barge industry in the millions. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And at 6:35, in-depth weather from meteorologist Ed Kieser. Still a lot of water to deal with, but some sunny skies to do it under.
Yeah, we'll have some sunshine today, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of wind. Some farmers have told me, I don't know if you know this, that plants sitting in water just kind of boil or bake when the sun is out and there's not much wind.
Yeah, they're doing that in my yard right now.
Yeah, so some think that, oh, well, they got water out there, they're going to grow. Well, not if they're sitting in standing water. That's not a good thing for the crops. And I drove across Indiana.